Okay, we are back. This is David John Oates. I'm your host for the weekly Reverse Speech Show. Just watching Fox News. There's been a shooting at the White House. I'd like to find out more about that. What's going on? Anyway, back with Dick Allgaier. Are you with us, Dick?
Yes, I'm here. And as we left, we were listening to a reversal of me during a remote viewing session. Now, what are the odds of this? I'm standing there, and I've been given a blind target, right, which, unknown to me, it's the JFK assassination. I'm just told it's 10C. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get on target. I'm trying to establish where this target that could be anything, anywhere. It could be the crash of an airplane. It could be the man landing on the moon. It could be Tiger Woods putting a golf ball. It could be World War II, World War III, anything. And I'm standing, what are the odds of this? I'm standing there and I'm saying, there's the sidewalk, you know, there's the street. And in reverse, I had no idea where it was or what I was seeing. My subconscious in reverse is saying, call Dallas. It's that. Call Dallas. It's that. That just slays me. That here my subconscious is just screaming at me, it's Dallas. It's Dallas. Call it Dallas.
Okay, so here's that reversal, folks. Listen very carefully.
The big building. Call Dallas. It's that.
There it is.
Call Dallas. It's that. Call Dallas. It's that.
Nice and clear. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I worked with a remote viewer for a while, and we found reversals on his sessions that were related to the target. That was Ralph Burton from Portland, Oregon.
I know Ralph real well. I've met him at the conferences. Well, it makes sense, doesn't it, David? Because the reverse speech is coming from your subconscious,
right?
And when you remote view, you're actively, consciously trying to contact your subconscious, so you're opening that pathway. So, yeah, it makes sense.
And your next one was said, call Dallas. So let's play the next one. Here's the next one.
Sidewalk. I think, call Dallas.
There it is.
Call Dallas. Call Dallas.
There it is. So twice you use the word Dallas. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, well, I think more remote viewers should be using reverse speech. I mean, you can get extra information about your targets. I'm sure you could.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, so let's look at the next one. They're degaussing it.
Okay, let me explain this one before going into it. What I'm describing here is the courthouse building that is overlooking the JFK assassination. And according to researcher Jim Mars, they had some radio equipment set up in that building. That was like a command and control center. And that's what I got in my remote viewing. So degaussing it is a word from back in the days when you would do that to magnetic tape. You would degauss it. It's something to do with communications and recording things on magnetic tape. So I said there's people up there and they degauss it. So I don't, it's one of those ones you don't know what it means, but it's interesting.
All right, so here it is. Coming up. Why is that not playing? Hang on, it'll come up any second.
And it looks like it'd be at, not Disneyland, but the term I use, I keep referring to this as the Gothic building.
Okay, hey, reverse, they're degaussing it.
They degauss the...
They degauss in it.
They degauss the... degaussing it...
What was the next one?
The next one was, they're degaussing it. That's what I heard.
I heard something else.
Degaussing it?
Degaussing it?
Yeah, I got it. It was interesting watching that video, Dick. I know you're going to have a look at it. Look at your lip movements when you, because you reverse the video itself. And when you reverse video, the backward lip movements mouth out the reversals. Go and have a look at it. You'll be.
Oh, okay. I'll check that out.
Yeah, you'll be quite amazed. It's a fascinating observation. I've been wanting to do a whole lot of work with video reversals for so many years. I just don't have time.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So the next one is Now You Rest. Is that right?
Rest.
No? I may have written it down wrong. Okay. Let's just play it.
All right. So I reorient myself.
Oh, okay.
Now you rest.
I'll explain that one.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of a remote viewing session that is, it takes me about an hour, and it's just incredible mental energy. It's so draining. And what I'm doing in that one is I'm erasing the board so that I stand there and I get target contact for about, 5 or 10 minutes, and it's every fiber of your being is so focused on the signal line. And then, I'm saying to myself in forward, okay, let me reset. So I'm erasing the board and I say, let me just reset and refocus. And in reverse, I'm saying, now you rest.
All right. Yeah, well,
so I'm taking a break from the remote viewing for 30 seconds.
Right. Okay. So here we go.
So I re-rest. Now you rest.
Yeah, there it is. Hang on, I'll play it again for those who missed it.
Now you rest. Now you rest.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, okay.
And the good ones are coming up. The ones that have to do with the assassination, and one with J. Edgar Hoover. These are the next two are good ones.
Those pictures you drew were stunning, by the way. They're on Jeff Francis' site, are they not? The actual pictures you drew? Aren't they on? Yeah, go to Jeff Rents, rents.com, and... on the right-hand column, scroll down about halfway. You can see the actual pictures that Dick drew.
And you can watch the video if you go to farsight.org. Farsight.org, there's a link to the Vimeo video on demand. You can watch the whole JFK remote viewing video, all the sessions unedited.
Yeah, fascinating view. I watched them all. With you and Daz. I need to get Daz. I don't know him. I haven't rung him, but I'll contact him.
He'd love to come on. He's a good guy.
Yeah, all right. I'll contact him. So, all right. So the next one says, as he rode to hell. Okay, so here's the Fords.
I had to reset. And it's a lot of work to get to where you can get to this spot.
I guess it's coming up now.
As he rode to hell. As he rode to hell.
Well, of course, he did ride to hell, didn't he?
Yep.
Now, this next one I find fascinating. This is you told me the story about this in the email about the Michigan. So this is fascinating. Let me just play this. This person says, see yourself in Michigan. And there's a little bit of gap coming up. I'll just play past the gap.
So maybe some people, some trees, but that was really experiential for me. See yourself in Michigan.
Yep, there it is. We'll do it again. See yourself in Michigan.
See yourself in Michigan.
The self is a little bit question, but see in Michigan.
Oh, see in Michigan.
Yeah, or I thought it was see yourself. That's how I.
But you're just hearing it as see in Michigan. Okay, I'll play it again.
See Michigan.
Well, Michigan is clear.
See Michigan.
Michigan is certainly clear. Yeah. So what's the story?
Here's the story. I'm standing in a room in Hawaii in 2015. Doing a remote viewing blind on the JFK assassination. And I'm talking about seeing what turned out to be Dealey Plaza. I saw this green area with blue sky and some people standing there. I didn't know what it was, but I'm saying this was very experiential to me because I had gone out into that theta place, and you kind of black out for a second, and then you wake up to a full-color reality where you can see. And what I was seeing was Dealey Plaza, November 22nd, 1963. And in backwards, I'm saying, see yourself in Michigan. Here's why that's interesting. On the day of the Kennedy assassination, I was a 10-year-old in school in Birmingham, Michigan, where I lived. So I was in Michigan. So at that moment that I was standing at the board, remote viewing in Hawaii in 2015, I was turning my awareness to Dealey Plaza in November of 1963, and my subconscious was telling me that you're in Michigan at that time, because at the time of the JFK assassination, see yourself in Michigan.
Right.
That is like got so many levels of weirdness.
Yeah, I get the connection. Wow. Fascinating stuff. All right, next one along says Mr. Chameleon. Here we go.
Mainly my first impression was grassy area, very well manicured, nice. It's like a park. Mr. Chameleon. Chameleon.
Okay, what does that tell you? Why chameleon?
Well, what I was describing was Dealey Plaza. Mr. Chameleon, I guess there was someone there hiding or trying to blend in.
You know
what a chameleon is? A lizard that changes colors to look like its background.
Yeah, so people were melding into the crowd.
Yeah, Mr. Chameleon, that might be the shooter trying to act like a chameleon.
Yeah, that's true. I actually saw an interesting clip. Oh, I can't remember where I saw it now. It might have been on the James Files interviews where he said there was actually quite a group of people who were in the crowd turned up specifically to watch the assassination.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yep. All right. Okay, next one. Hurry him, see him, I think. Unless I wrote it down wrong. Here we go.
Yeah, hurry him, see him.
And it's like when you're in that city, it's like, oh, is this the target? Am I here? But he's...
Okay, hurry him, see him.
In his pocket, keys.
Not yet, sorry.
There's a scrap of paper. Hurry him, see him.
Clear as day. Yeah, no doubt about that. Loot again.
See, cops in paper. Hurry him. See.
Oh, yeah, then see the cops in it. Sorry.
The cops in it.
Yeah, got it. Right, we'll do it again. Hurry him, see him, see the cops in it.
Paper. Hurry him. See, the cops in it.
Yep, there it is.
Hurry him. See, the cops in it.
Yeah, you're just describing the same backward, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, the
hurry
cops.
him, see the cops in it. That's just eerie to me if I'm describing the JFK assassination. Like, get him into the kill zone, see him, see the cops in it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, right. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Hurry him, see the cops in it. That's just... Yeah, I don't know. It just seems eerie to me that I'd be saying that backwards when I'm remote viewing the JFK assassination. Hurry him, see the cops in it.
Well, there are a lot of cops in the motorcade, of course. So.
Yeah.
Then we've got See a Nightmare. Here we go.
He's thinking of a handgun. He doesn't have it on him. He wants one.
Okay, see a nightmare.
One, see, nightmare, have an it, see.
What's the whole reversal? See a nightmare, what?
Have him in it.
Okay,
one. She Nagne Havenichi.
Oh yeah, I got it.
She
or have
Nagne Havenichi.
Okay, yeah, well, it was a nightmare, wasn't it?
Well, what I was remote viewing at that moment, that was a clip from a different part of a session. We think I was remote viewing Oswald, because I saw a man, well, looked just like Oswald to me. I drew him. Yeah, it was Oswald running down the street, but walking down the street. And I think Oswald was going, what the hell is happening to me? What's going on here? He needed to go somewhere. He needed to have somebody validate him, and he was unsure of what was going on. So what I was saying about it backwards was, it's a nightmare. Can you imagine if you're Oswald and you didn't shoot Kennedy, and you're working in the school book depository, and you're working for the CIA, and you think something's up, and then all of a sudden you know that you're going to get blamed for shooting the president. That's a nightmare.
That's a huge nightmare, yes, indeed.
Yep.
That was such a stunning picture you drew of Oswald. Quite accurate. And Hoover, of course. And, of course, the third man, when I saw it, you didn't tell me who it was, but it, obviously George Bush in his younger days. Obviously George Bush in his younger days.
Well, I saw all those guys pretty clearly. The Hoover, I didn't think of it as Hoover. I just saw him. He was a jolly old guy with bad haircut. And I got an interesting reversal on him.
Oh, okay. Well, let's move on. Okay.
I think it's the next one.
He's in Dallas now is the next one.
Oh, okay. He's in Dallas now. Oh, that's still looking at Oswald. My subconscious said Dallas over and over again. All these reversals were, he's in Dallas now. It's Dallas. Call Dallas. See Dallas. So this is another Dallas reversal.
Okay, so here we go.
This whole sequence that I can see, he's got it now.
Yeah, okay, there it is. Hang on, I'll do it again for you folks.
Can see, he's got it now.
Yeah.
He's got it now.
There it is.
He's in Dallas now.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was. That's the third reference you've had to Dallas. That's quite amazing. Wow.
When I was doing the remote viewing session forward, I never wrote or said Dallas. I never knew it was Dallas.
Right.
Because I was just getting raw remote viewing information. So my subconscious kept saying it and saying it and saying it over and over again, but consciously I never said it.
Yeah, interesting. Hey, Gail Husek's been doing a lot of work with remote viewing and reverse speech. I don't know whether you're familiar with what she's doing.
I think I've communicated with her by email.
Right. Yeah. She's really heavily into it. Actually, she's got cases she's working on and all sorts of things.
Oh, so you vouch for her?
Oh yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I'm glad to know that. Good. Okay. So she's gets your seal of approval.
Yes, she does. Yep.
She's trained with you. Okay. Good. That's good to know.
Yes, she has trained with me. Yep. All right. Next one says might have the gun. Just playing it now.
Knows about him. I don't think he knows him. My Bazoid.
Yeah, not as clear as some of the others out one, but so what's that referring to? Might have the gun.
Well, the target was the people planning the assassination. That was the target cue, is the highest level planners of the assassination. So I was looking at various people, and I saw men in a meeting, and what sounds like to me came out was he might have the gun.
Now, the men in the meeting, you saw a sophisticated group that you interpret as politicians and another group that weren't quite as sophisticated. Who did you think that second group was?
Oh, that was Daz's.
That was more Daz's.
Yeah. He had two different groups planning it, and one was high-level, very sophisticated politicians, white-collar guys, and then he saw people that were more like a little criminal tinge, street type of people, I think.
Yeah, that's,
which
that's
makes sense.
Mob.
Yeah,
that's the mob. I had a meeting with the mob.
Yep.
All right, next one says our own money.
My, Mr. Lloyd.
Oh, that's the same one. Sorry.
Okay, sorry, yeah. Might have the gun.
They're concerned about him.
There we go.
They're concerned about him. This guy's shifty, too, but in a more cultured way.
And here you say, our own money.
Our own money.
Oh, yeah.
Our own money.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's that telling you?
Well, we're looking at who planned the assassination. And it's what I'm describing is this group of men with a high level of education, businessmen, leaders, politicians and leaders. And they used their own money to pull this thing off. Right. I mean, I guess that's the guy that, yeah, our own money, yeah.
Yeah, it was a operation they financed themselves. Although I actually have reversed on Hoover that says we financed this evil. Oh yeah, so they use their own money. Oh yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, that fits. Yeah.
Yeah, that's consistent. All right, this next one, our last one. I can't read my own writing. Realize.
Okay, the last one is the guy that looks like Hoover. It's the guy that I said was the jowly old guy, and I'm describing him. And I say, well, hear what I say. I use a four-letter word, and this one is some reversals are two or three words. And I'm not an expert in reverse speech. All I know is what I've heard you on the radio. So I tried this out myself with my own, which would be a message to your listeners. This is fascinating. When you start doing it for yourself, you should learn from David Oates.
Okay.
I think
hold that thought, Dick. We have to go to break. We'll be back.
Okay,
right
this is a real good reversal coming up.
Okay.
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances and underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life. Many of you know that David John Oates' reverse speech has been scoring some huge breakthrough successes lately. The JFK assassination program with Jim Mars and yours truly is being heralded as the best in David's remarkable 33-year career. His recent outing of RNC Chairman Reince Priebus as a political conspirator was confirmed in the mainstream news only a week after his reversals were released. Of course, the amazing successes of David's one-on-one therapeutic practice go virtually unnoticed, and those are often the greatest successes of all. Despite these stunning achievements, reverse speech needs many more analyst practitioners. If you are a psychologist or a therapist, for example, there is no more powerful tool than using reverse speech in your practice. There's a rare opportunity coming up for you, as David has scheduled a new reverse speech training course beginning Sunday, June the 19th, 2016. There will be 12 classes altogether, all held online for 3 hours each, every 2 weeks. If you've been fascinated by reverse speech and would like to become an analyst practitioner for any reason, now is your chance to enroll and prepare to enter the world of the subconscious truth of all those around you. Call 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. Or email backwards@reversespeech.com.
Okay, we are back for our final segment with premier remote viewer, Dick Allgaier. Just a quick note on the training program that was advertised during that break. It starts in 3 weeks now. Oh, no, 19th of June. Four weeks. So you still got time to get in. It's a good class. We've got the 12 students signed up already, so I'm excited. Should be a good group of people.
David, okay. Do you teach that class over the internet?
Oh,
is
yeah.
Is that like online?
Yes.
What technology do you use? I'm interested. It's a good way to teach. You can have a class with people all over the world.
Yeah, well, I use a program called GoToMeeting.
I've done some remote viewing stuff with that. That GoToMeeting is great. It's just like you can share your screen with the students, and a good course to take.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how I teach the software. We share the screen, and then I take them through the software, you know. And that'd be a great class to take. Yeah, it's a lot of interest in this class. A lot of people I'm communicating with who haven't signed up yet, but they will before the class starts. So absolutely, learn reverse speech. Get involved. We need people. A lot of people. So many mysteries to solve. Okay, so let's look at this last reversal. All right. Okay, so now I can't read my own writing.
I'll set this one up.
Okay. All right.
It was the target was who planned, who were the planners of the JFK assassination, and I came face to face with this guy that was older, jowly, gruff, and a bad haircut, and I saw him real clearly. And so I drew him, and I'm describing him as bossing people around and getting information on people. And in the reverse, I say something about him being a voyeur and eating a four-letter word. So let's hear what it said.
Okay, so here we go. Coming up now.
Late 50s, maybe 60. Pretty old guy, jolly, but let me do these in turn. Realized, loiter.
Certainly voyeur and he eats blank is clear.
I realized, a voyeur.
Is that what it is? Okay, so here
I think
we go.
That's what it is.
But let me do these in turn.
Of course, you know, J. Edgar Hoover was a very dark individual. Some of his private sexual practices were rumored to be rather bizarre. So the voyeur term makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, and also, he kept files on other people's personal lives. So he snooped on everyone, and that's how he maintained his power.
That's the voyeur. Ah, yes, of course.
He's a voyeur, and he eats Shit, yeah. You had some amazing reversals on him and Lyndon Johnson on that show.
Weren't they just stunning reversals? I mean, I'm doing this tape, and I'm just fighting one after the other. I go, my God, this is incredible stuff. And they were having such a normal conversation forwards, but they were setting it all up. The conversation, they knew it was being recorded. They were setting it all up as to how JFK was allegedly shot by Oswald, and in reverse, we hear the whole thing all laid out for us. So, just stunning reverse speech, classic reverse speech.
Imagine all the, you know, if you had teams of people that could go through all the speeches and all the conversations recorded in history, and a lot of that stuff is on YouTube now, so you can download a YouTube file to an MP3. And you could have, imagine the mysteries you could solve with reverse speech.
We need so many people. I every year I cry from the rooftop, please take training. We need people. It's such an important technology.
It seems like you have been training some because, you know, you used to go on rents once every couple times a year or something. Now you're on like almost every week, and you've got new and better reversals of you had the JFK thing, and then the Trump and Hillary and Priebus, and wow, it's just been amazing what you've gotten recently.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, it's been exciting. I've sort of gotten back into it. Plus, I have some analysts who work for me who I pay to find reversals.
Yeah.
So that helps, you know. But I was stunned when I watched your remote viewing video, or you and Daz's, and it was exactly spot on what I had discovered in my research of the JFK assassination. Now, I should say, I'm not a JFK scholar. I really didn't know much about it. I mean, I thought Lee Harvey Oswald shot him. I mean, that's the extent of knowledge that I had about the JFK assassination when I started researching it. And I came up with this incredible plot, you know, and your remote viewing just totally mirrored what I found. I think that's fascinating. Two different modalities working independently, coming up with the same outcome.
And likewise, I wasn't a JFK scholar, and I was given these blind targets, and it somewhere near the, you know, after I'd worked it about 2 hours worth of on-camera stuff, at some point I said, oh, could this be the JFK assassination? Is this the damn JFK assassination? At the very end, I said that. But when I got feedback, I went, man, I don't know what all this stuff meant. And then we talked to Jim Mars, and you and I both have talked with Jim Mars, and we all, with different types of investigation, got similar data.
Yeah, all three of us.
Yeah.
Like, it was definitely a coup d'etat. I don't know whether the conspirators who are still alive will ever face justice. I doubt it very much. They did a very good job. They pulled it off very well. And,
And
got the whole American
up. 9/11, too. Hey, speaking of Jim Mars, we have one more reversal to play. Can we play that? And it's not. This one has to do with the Hitler documentary.
Yes, we do. Okay, so here's Jim Mars.
Is it possible that Hitler escaped the bunker in Berlin? And the answer is absolutely yes. It's very possible. What a lot of people don't understand is that the real...
I think those facts are saying it. Isn't that what it is?
The facts are saying it.
Yeah, those facts are saying it.
Real facts are saying it. Real facts are saying it.
Yep. Yeah, well, that just confirms what he says. The information that he has found and researched suggests to him that Hitler survived the bunker.
The setup for that was we were doing this documentary on we got unexpected data in the remote viewing that showed that Hitler didn't die in the bunker, that he died as an old man and escaped. So I knew that Jim Mars had written the book Rise of the Fourth Reich, so we contacted him and said, will you watch this remote viewing and then comment on it? So we had the cameraman there, And the question to Jim Mars was, is it possible that Hitler did escape and made it to South America? And what he's saying, yeah, it is entirely possible. And in reverse, I can almost hear his Texas accent. And Jim Mars, very much like Donald Trump, he doesn't have that sing-song lilty like you kind of have to, you know, hear it. He says it very straightforward. Listen to that one more time. The facts are saying it.
Okay, here we go.
Real facts are saying it. Clear as day.
Gee, I should do some work on Hitler. Gee, who would I record? Gee whiz, you'd have to think of the right people to record to get information on that.
Yeah. Wow. Well, let me ask you this. Do you have people that you've trained that do reverse speech in other languages? So if someone's speaking German, their reversals are obviously in German.
Yes, I do have a couple of German analysts. Yeah, they would have to analyze it in German, wouldn't they?
I mean, I get, man, you could do Putin in Russian and all kinds of world leaders.
We need analysts. Need bilingual analysts, too. Absolutely. Yeah.
David, how did you discover this? What was the first reversal that you heard? I guess that was back with a tape recorder with magnetic tape.
Yeah.
And how did you play it backwards? How did this happen that you found your first reversal, and what did you think? Tell me that. So I've never heard that story.
Oh, you never heard the story? Well, the first reversal I ever found was actually on A Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin. And I was running a halfway house for street kids, and there was an evangelist traveling through, and he was preaching that rock and roll was the devil's music. And if you play rock and roll records backwards, you hear satanic messages. I go, oh yeah, that sounds interesting. So I went home, I had this tape player that played in reverse, and I started playing these rock and roll messages backwards, and was finding all the reversals that they said. Here, let me see if I can find the very first one I ever heard in music. And this is on Stairway to Heaven. This is my very first reversal. And backwards, it says play backwards. The play is long and drawn, a bit hard to hear. But backward, hear words sung. You'll hear that really clearly. Play backwards, hear words sung. And again. And that just freaked me out. Heard that. I go, oh my God, what on earth is this? It's just, I got chills all down my spine. And then I spent several months running my whole musical collection backwards, you know, Rolling Stones and Beatles and Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin, and finding reversals everywhere. And then my first one in speech was Neil Armstrong walking on the moon. This is the very first one I heard in speech. So here we go.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And then it says, man will spacewalk. So I was hooked. Once I heard that, I'm going, oh my God, this is incredible stuff. I mean, what on earth is this? And then I started running some politicians backwards and finding reversals on them. And then I started recording friends who came around to my house and was running the tapes backwards. And it was such an exciting time back in those early days. And,
You know that Neil Armstrong blew his line.
Yeah.
He was trying to say that's one small step for a man,
right,
a giant leap for mankind, but he didn't say a man.
That's right.
But it's interesting that maybe he subconsciously said it that way because he was saying man will...
Yes, I agree. Yeah, he slipped up on his lines unconsciously to deliver that reversal. Because had he said his lines the way they were meant to be, that reversal wouldn't have been there.
It's interesting that you mentioned the rock and roll music and the satanic verses being there, because now there are people coming out saying, and I'm from that area. I love the music of the 60s and the 70s.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of these guys have ties to military intelligence. Their families were military intelligence. They were all in Laurel Canyon, and there's some theories that the CIA was helping all these guys along.
Wow, I hadn't heard that one. Wow.
Oh, Jeff Rentz has had a guest on, and he wrote a book called, what was it? Something from the Canyon. It was about Laurel Canyon. And, yeah, a lot of these, I think that the... a lot of the rock and roll and a lot of that L.A. rock, there's some questionable roots to that.
Well, that would explain the satanic-type reversals that they were hearing in rock and roll if they had a root to that type of field, you know.
Well, that's a whole other field you can get into. That's a whole other show. I mean, there's just so many possibilities with...
I got a website up on that. Go to backmasking.com. Backmasking.com, folks. And look at some of the back messages in rock and roll and some of my explanations for it. Backmasking.com. One of my many websites I have up.
So what, I don't want you to teach your course right now. Just like I wasn't teaching remote viewing, I'm describing it. But what you have specialized software now that, like, back in the day, you had to do it with like a reel to reel recorder or
back in the old days, we'd play the reel to reels forward, then flip the tape over, and then run it backwards. You know, it was a very cumbersome way of doing. I wish I still had that old reel to reel tape player for nostalgia's sake. But that's how I started back in the early days. Of course, now it's all easy with computers and tech and software. We've got our own software program that's specifically designed for reverse speech, does forwards and backwards and variable speeds and bookmarks and transcripts and auto dumps. Plus, it's got a full audio software, editing software, graphic equalizer, and all types of wonderful things. So
that makes it a lot easier. Yeah. How, when you sit down and analyze, when if I gave you something to analyze and it was a 10-minute speech that I had given, do you, I found it kind of tiring. Do you get used to it? Obviously you get an ear for it.
I have no problems now. I'm on automatic pilot when I'm doing tapes. You know, I'm not there. I'm just transcribing, you know.
Oh, really?
I have no problems. I do hours of tape each day, you know. But I've been doing it for 33 years. I mean, some of the early days, oh, my God, I used to have to fight for every ounce of willpower I had to keep on going, you know. And that's what puts a lot of people off from learning reverse speech, is it's very time intensive, emotionally draining work, you know. But you really got to learn to separate yourself from the process and just document.
That's interesting. And when you get those jewels, when you get those nuggets, I mean, you're always finding something. You just must have so many aha moments. Where you can't wait to. I can tell your enthusiasm when you come on the radio. Like, listen to this.
I love this stuff. I mean, I've been doing it for 33 years, and I still love it just as much today as I did back in the early days. You know.
Well, I found those few little ones my own self, and I couldn't wait to send them to you. I'm so happy you listened to them and played them. I thought, oh wow, anybody can do this. This is great. What speed do you listen to when you, in your first time through? Do you listen at full speed or three quarters?
No.
I don't want you to give away your secrets, but
no, that's okay. No, I listen at 85% of normal speed. So 15% slower. Yeah, some new students start slower than that. They start at 70%. I personally can't do it at 70%. It's too slow. It's crawling along for me. But 85% is what I as I do. See, reversals are normally running faster than normal forward speech. You get more syllables backwards than you do forward, so they have the illusion of running faster. So that's why I slow it down. Just makes them easier to hear. So now, how do you find those reversals you found? What, just by reversing the video?
Well, I was editing in Final Cut Pro, and when you have a clip, you have the K button, you have the J button, the K button, and the L button. So the K button on your stops the clip. The L plays it forward, and the J plays it backwards. So if I have a sound bite where, like, it's me talking along, and then all of a sudden this is the sound bite I want, you go backwards to where you say, all of a sudden this is the sound. You want to cue it up to that space, right, so you back it up. Well, I was doing that with Jim Mars, and he said, the facts show it. And I went, wait, what's happening there? That was going backwards, and he said, the facts show it. And I said, oh my God, that was a reversal. So then I started listening. Oh, I was doing my own Hitler. I was saying something, where, like, okay, he's a great orator, he's speaking, the people believe him. And I was going backwards, shuttling backwards to find a spot, and it was like that backwards, like, blah, 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 blah. And I said, he's a Nazi. And I went, whoa, blah, 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 he's a Nazi. He's a Nazi. I should have played that one. I've got it somewhere. So I found it just more by accident. Hearing you, I thought, well, I can play these in reverse, and I tried. It was hard. I would need some training. I'd like to do the training with you, because if you try to do it on your own, it does seem cumbersome.
Yeah.
And I have a concussion brain injury, so I still have a mild brain injury that makes my concentration hard. And listening to voices talk backward, if I do it for 10 or 15 minutes, my head starts spinning. So I'm amazed that you can do it in nearly real time without thinking. Yeah.
I've just been doing it for so long. You know, that's the reason why.
Yeah, it's like anything else. So,
yep.
So you're coming up with Jeff with some new Trump reversals today?
I've got to get ready for that show. I'll do that after this one. But yeah, I got lots of Trump I got to go through, pick out the best ones. I got some on Paul Ryan, Newt Gingrich, Hannity, who is on Fox, who seems to shape up quite well, actually.
I've been more impressed with Hannity recently. He's giving Trump a fair shake. So
yes, he is. Yeah, no, he shapes up well. His reversals are quite good. So we'll be doing some of that on Jeff Wrench tonight as well. And I'm not aware of any sort of bombshells I've got this show. There might be a few in the go. Oh, I got a reverse on Trump. That's right. I got a reverse on Trump talking about how he respects women. So I'm going to play that one. So, because that's totally against the Clinton line of attack, that Trump is doesn't value women. So I got a reversal that says he does. So there you go.
Oh, yeah. I had one more question I wanted to ask you. You touched briefly on this on your last Rent show. People will say the same word. Like if I said Trump.
Oh, I see.
My reversal will be different. A different person in speaking will have a different reversal on a different word. So saying the same set of words forward doesn't produce the same reversal in everybody. It's specific to people.
Yeah, specific to do with the intonation of speech and our individual speech patterns. And we've tried to reproduce reversals, and sometimes we can get close and we can imitate that forward voice just spot on, but it's pretty difficult. They really are captured in the moment of speech, and the mental processes involved in it are just staggering. How the brain does it is just mind-blowing.
Human beings are so much more amazing than we're allowed to believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine, yeah. So it's your belief, well, not your belief, you know, that when people speak forward. They are they're consciously altering their forward speech, putting pauses in, giving intonations that will produce a reverse speech effect. And they're doing that at a subconscious level in real time. That's going on.
That's exactly what's going on. You hit the nail right on the head. Couldn't explain it better myself. Yep. All right, Jack, on that note, mate, we're at the end of the show. So thank you for joining me. I appreciate it very much, and we'll have you on again, okay?
Great conversation. I really enjoyed talking with you, David.
Yep,
thanks
sure,
a lot.
Yeah, no worries, mate. Okay, speak to you
have
soon.
A good show on with Jeff, too. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable, and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.